Green Card Giveaway to Tech Investors Will Push Athletes, Nurses to Back of Line. By Neil Monroe on July 29, 2019. The lobbying push by high-tech investors to get more green cards for their army of Indian contract workers has triggered protests from many immigrant groups that will lose quick access to green cards. The growing pushback comes as Senator Lindsey Graham is quietly readying an immigration bill for a Thursday vote in the Senate's Judiciary Committee. Graham's focus is asylum reforms, but he also supports the investors' bill, titled S.368, or the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act. Many would-be immigrants will lose their places in line if the investors get their Indian contract workers to the head of the green card lines. The lines now hand out roughly 120,000 green cards each year to various researchers, athletes, entertainers, workers, and their families nominated by employers. The pushback from the population of non-Indian people who lose their places, athletes, immigration lawyers, H-1B workers, hospital workers and nurses, and many chain migration relatives from smaller countries, is creating a problem for the investors and business groups who hope to sneak their outsourcing bill through the Senate with minimal media attention. Any delay is a problem because it allows surprise staffers and legislators to recognize the huge problems in the seemingly innocuous legislation, said Jessica Vaughn, policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. As soon as people think about it and begin to understand it, they do not support it, she said. Two of the most prominent groups of likely losers are foreign basketball and baseball players. Athletes can get work permits in a few hours, but they cannot stay in the United States after their careers end unless they also get green cards. But roughly 700,000 Indians and Chinese technology workers and family members will move to the front of the green card lines because S.386 removes country caps rules. Those rules diversify the award of green cards by setting annual limits on the number of people from each country who can get green cards. For example, in 2017, Indians got 23,000 green cards, even as their employers also nominated many more Indians to get green cards. These country caps prevent the Indian contract workers from swamping the line and blocking the athletes from small countries, Panama, Nicaragua, or Serbia, for example, who want to get green cards shortly after they sign their team contract. The S.386 bill is sponsored by Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee and California Democrat Senator Kamala Harris. It is intended to allow U.S. investors and Indian partners to keep packing the green card lines with hundreds of thousands of more Indian contract workers. The line for athletes to get green cards is the EB-1A line. If the S.386 bill becomes law, many tens of thousands of backlogged Indian and Chinese managers and executives can push their way to the head of the line if their lawyers can show. The alien has extraordinary ability in the sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics which has been demonstrated by sustained national or international acclaim and whose achievements have been recognized in the field through extensive documentation. The likely result is that athletes will have to wait 8 to 10 years to get their green cards, say immigration lawyers. That is a big problem for foreign athletes because their legal qualification for getting a green card, their success in top-tier sports, can disappear before they reach the front of the Indian-dominated line after an 8 or 10-year wait, say sources. The athlete's likely loss was dismissed by Leon Fresco, the Democrat immigration lawyer who is leading the public and media face of the investors' push for more green cards. Even for those athletic people, I would posit to you, they should have the same line for green cards as company workers, he said. NBA.com reported on October 2018. New York, the National Basketball Association, NBA, announced today that 108 international players from a record-tying 42 countries and territories are on opening night rosters for the 2018-19 season. This marks the fifth consecutive season that opening night rosters feature at least 100 international players and that all 30 teams have at least one international player. A growing number of groups representing U.S. professionals are loudly opposing the S.386 giveaway. Many of the foreign groups that oppose Lee's S.386 bill are urging Congress to solve their group's problems by merely printing more green cards. But few U.S. politicians want to be seen as the champion of foreign graduates or as the enemies of the stressed graduate children of middle-class swing voting moderates in the suburbs, especially if they also want to hold the majority in the House. The green card dispute was showcased July 26 by an immigration lawyer, Amy Maldonado, who aimed a barrage of tweets at Fresco. In cooperation with Silicon Valley and technology investors, Fresco is working with a group of Indian contract workers to promote Senator Lee's S.386 bill, which would provide roughly 100,000 green cards each year to Indian graduates who take good jobs from American graduates. That expansion from roughly 23,000 green cards in 2017 would allow U.S. investors and Indian staffing companies to dramatically expand the scale of college graduate outsourcing throughout the United States, Maldonado tweeted. The bill will preserve country caps, force longer waiting periods on people from countries other than India and China, discriminate against Mexicans and Filipinos, and will force the roughly 350,000 H-1B contract workers who are waiting for green cards to renew their visas every year instead of every 3 years, she said. Fresco rejected the criticism, saying his critics are making common cause to knowingly inflict pain and maintain discrimination. Fresco's group of Indian H-1B contract workers sharply criticized Maldonado for threatening their fast-track access to employer-nominated green cards. The American Immigration Lawyers Association is keeping a low profile, partly because many members' clients will lose their place in the lines to the investors' Indian workforce. Another group, All of Us, is promoting a rival bill by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Paul's bill would provide green cards to roughly 270,000 college graduates each year, plus a similar number of green cards for a similar number of family members. The 270,000 number would expand the annual supply of skilled college graduate workers by roughly one-third, so depressing salaries for each year's cohort of 800,000 American graduates who need decent salaries to pay their college debts, get married, and buy houses. Paul's bill would also provide an unlimited number of green cards for foreign nurses and physical therapists. That would flood the market and slash salaries paid to American nurses and therapists down to the levels accepted by Filipino and Vietnamese migrants. The flood the market bill would slash salaries for tens of millions of American graduates and so spike profits and stock values for a wide range of investors. The Cato Institute backs Paul's bill. A statement from the All of Us group says, All of Us, SupleOffice.org, which stands for Support Alliance of U.S. Immigrants, is a new grassroots organization, mostly made up of foreign students, workers, researchers holding or studying for U.S. advanced degrees. We already have more than 3,000 members from at least 37 countries, adding members from more source countries every day. We are set up as a California corporation to do this work. The problem is that the Senate is considering legislation that would choke off green cards for all of us. This legislation, S.386 in the Senate, H.R. 1044 has already passed the House, has never had a hearing. The All of Us group is challenging Fresco's group of Indian contract workers, which is titled Immigration Voice. Rand's bill in All of Us is indirectly backed by the IEEE.org, which is a trade association for researchers and companies which employ engineers. Groups representing African and Iranian graduates are also lobbying against Lee's S.386. Fresco argued that all of these jostling groups should be treated the same, regardless of the different benefits and costs they deliver to Americans. But early this year, Fresco, Lee, and other advocates changed the S.386 bill to preserve the front-of-the-line positions held by many non-Indian, non-Chinese green card applicants. Since then, advocates for the investors have opposed any deals with other foreigners' groups who want to preserve their group's future access to green cards, such as baseball players who will get their first U.S. contracts in 2020. This never ends, and you will recreate what exists now. If you carve out favors for every single opposition group, Fresco said. The point of doing this, S.386, bill is to recognize that every human being is the same, they are equal. The inclusion of protections for subgroups would torpedo the S.386 bill, Senator Lee said in a floor speech on June 27. The reforms to which my distinguished colleague, Senator Rand Paul, the junior senator from Kentucky, refers, are themselves born of a genuine desire to improve our immigration system, he said. Alas, the reforms that he's proposed are not, in my view, compatible with the scope of this bill, nor are they compatible with something that can reasonably pass through this body.